Welcome, English learner. Today I am taking the series of grammar further and going to cover other part. Like last time, we covered noun, one of the great part of the grammar. Because many times we are human or we are prone to take shortcut to learn English. But somehow we forget many times that there are a lot of elements, there are a lot of things that we have to cover. Then only we are going to be a great speaker, great learner, great writer, and so on. Today, we are just going to learn about the case. Yeah, somebody might have heard this or somebody might not. Case, C-A-S-E, case. So the case indicates the grammar. So the case indicates the grammatical function of noun and pronoun according to their relation with the words in a sentences. Like there are four types of cases. Nominative, that is also called subjective case, objective case, vocative case, and possessive case. So what does it mean by subjective case? So when a noun or pronoun is used as a subject in a sentence, it is called subjective case. Yeah. Or similarly, when a noun or pronoun is used as an object in a sentence, it is called objective case. So it is very simple to understand subjective or objective case. So just gonna have some example. So let's say I make a sentence, John likes Alexa. So here John is coming as a subject, acting something. So here John is subjective case, or likes his verb, and Alexa. So Alexa is as an object receiving the action. So it is as an objective case. Another sentence, Alexa likes John. So I just inverted this, flip this. So again here, now Alexa is acting something. So here Alexa is subject. So Alexa becomes subject and likes his verb again, and John is object. He loves her. Here he is subjective case and her is objective case. She loves him. Here she is subjective case and him is objective case. Right, so it is very simple to understand the case. Subjective, that is acting something in a sentence. Objective, that is receiving the action. Right. The third is vocative. When a noun and pronoun is used to address a person or group in a sentence, it is called vocative case. Right. So vocative case is like, John, come here. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell. So here we are addressing to John. Here we are addressing ladies and gentlemen. So when you address, like when a noun and pronoun is used to address a person or group in a sentence, it is called vocative case. And last, that is possessive case. Possessive case has wide range. If you don't know possessive case, a lot of time we make mistake. Yeah. So when a noun or pronoun is used to show possession or ownership in a sentence, it is called possessive case. Yep. Like starting with apostrophe S. Apostrophe is the upper comma you must find in your keyboard. Right. So apostrophe. Use apostrophe S with a similar noun that does not end in S. Yeah, like living things. Mohan's book. I wrote Mohan, apostrophe S, it becomes Mohan's book. It means this book is of Mohan. Ramu's bike. Ramu is a name here. Ramu, apostrophe S, and then bike. It means this bike belongs to Ramu. Rita's dress. Goldie's watch. So here, adding apostrophe, showing the position of somebody's belonging. We use for a space, time, and weight. like a day's leave, leave for one day. So after day, we are adding apostrophe and then s. Whale's water, it means water of whale. In a year's time, a pound's weight, a foot's length, right? And also we use for personified object like India's heroes. Nature's law, at duty's call, at death's door, India's population. So this all apostrophe s is saying something as in possession, ownership. With phrases, we use with phrases like at this finger's end for mercy's sake, to this heart's content, as his wit's end, a boat's crew, at a stone's throw, right? So we use with phrases also. If there are hazy word like ashes or s ending a word, use apostrophe without apostrophe s. Yeah, like boy's car. So I'm not going to add boy's apostrophe s, boy's car, because it makes weird sound. So only adding apostrophe, not s, boy's car. Girls hostel, workers demand, doctor's advice, hence a. So here we added only just apostrophe after s. So no apostrophe s with non-living thing. Yeah, here we make a lot of time mistake. No apostrophe s with non-living thing. So the table's leg, no, incorrect. How to write? We have to write the leg of the table. The house's roof, wrong. The roof of the house, right. The city's street, wrong. The street of the city, right. The window's glass, wrong. The glass of the window. So here you realize that we are not adding apostrophe s with the non-living things. We are just making it different way, adding of and then after that the noun. Use an apostrophe with the last word in a compound word. A lot of time it comes in our life when we are writing, when we are learning. So these compound words comes. At that time we make mistakes. Like Governor General's instruction, right? So we are adding apostrophe s at the last compound, like Governor General's. So adding general apostrophe s, Governor General's instructions. So we cannot say general, Governor's general instruction. Commander in chief's orders, my son-in-law's shop, Ram and Shan's shop, Rajiv and Sanjay's mother was Indra. Sardar Patel, the Iron Man's statue. Narendra Modi, the PM of India's speech. Ram and Shyam's house. Ram's and Shyam's wife. Ram and Shyam's wife. So here you can see in this compound sentence, compound word, we are adding apostrophe s in the last word. Right? So likewise, you can realize that the case plays a great role. If you put in different way, if you are adding s apostrophe with the ending s now, it gonna weird sound, right? So we have to think, we have to care about the case to while writing, while speaking, so that you gonna make the correct sentence, right? Thank you and bye.